without accepting the conditions that Krishna puts. We are too tiny to make any conditions to Krishna. It's better for us to accept the conditions that he puts on us and surrender to him. So he gives a very simple example. When you visit a temple, there's a small condition, he says, that you have to put your shoes outside. And then only you are allowed to enter the temple inside. In the same manner, Krishna wants to test the living entity, whether he is ready to accept the condition of being insignificant and helpless and seek his shelter. As soon as Krishna observes that mentality in the living entity, he gives himself all out, completely to offer shelter to such a living entity. So Prabhupada wrote in one of his articles how, when he was in the Atlantic Ocean, in the Jaladuta, he says, if you look from the point of view of the sky down, the ocean was so vast, and the ocean was so deep, infested with all kinds of dangerous creatures like sharks and timangalas, and hundreds and thousands of millions of aquatics in the water, who are all very hungry for food. They are waiting for some dead corpse, so they will have a feast. And Prabhupada says, in the middle of such a vast ocean and a deep ocean, I was traveling in this hull, traveling in this Jaladuta. The Jaladuta was so small and tiny, like a small ball thrown into the ocean, such a vast ocean. And Prabhupada said there was no assurance whether there will be no dangers in the ship. There was no assurance whether I will reach the shores of America. But on the order of my spiritual master, he says, I took the message and I boarded the ship and I traveled. So he says, just as my situation was so precarious, in the midst of the ocean, there is a threat for life. In the same manner, every living entity in this world, even though they may not be in the middle of ocean, they are in the middle of material world. So they are also surrounded by innumerable dangers. Physically and spiritually, we are very tiny and very insignificant and helpless. And we need the shelter of Krishna. And then Prabhupada quotes this verse. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau nrasimha nartasya chagadamudanvati majjato nau taptasya tat prativideyaihanjaseshtas tavade vibhotan vritam padupekshitanam. My dear Lord, one who is neglected by you can never be protected. He's repeating others. So one who is neglected by the Lord can never be protected. And then majjatonav means like a boat in the middle of the ocean swaying to and fro. Anytime it can face a wreck and get scattered away into pieces or can get drowned. And one who is drowning in an ocean can never be saved unless the Lord wills to save him. So, we often hear in Prabhupada's lectures that one should cry out like a helpless child in calling out the holy name. This is exactly the meaning. When one understands our situation, precarious position in the material world, and the temporary nature of the material world, and the dangerous nature of the material world, and one's insignificant position and helpless position in the material world, and then one will not make any plans in this material world. One never will make any plan to settle in this material world. Rather, one's aim will be in the spiritual sky. Then one can call out the holy names of the Lord without any attachment to the material goals of the material world. Otherwise, if one doesn't understand this position, sometimes you find somebody says, you know, I want to dedicate my life. And then afterwards they say that, you know, now I want to, you know, I have this goal, I have that goal. Many new goals crop up in the mind. People change their mind. Why? Because they just don't know how dangerous is the material world, how temporary is the material world, how horrible is the material world, how illusory is the material world. They don't understand this. And how important is the boat of the lotus feet of Krishna for us, where we can stay very safe and secure and protected. That is why Srila Prabhupada, he was a world acharya, traveling worldwide and preaching and propagating. But heart of hearts, he always had this consciousness. That is why he says the chanting of the holy name should be done in this consciousness. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.